Heartache to Joy with the wonderful Iram Saeed, our fearless leader. Yay, Iram, so happy to have you here today.
I don't know if I'm a fearless leader, but yep, it's great to be here, and it's a bit odd not opening the call myself and being greeted as a guest. But I think we're both hosts, maybe. I don't know. But it's wonderful to be here. I'm excited because we've had such an awesome, such an excited response to the Connection Code, which is my course that we're launching, and I'm super excited about it, super excited to talk about it, super excited to answer any questions people might have. Just happy to be here.
Awesome, awesome. We have had a wonderful response, and that's really what today is about. We want to dive deeper into the Connection Code. We had lots of questions come in over the past couple days, so we're going to answer your questions here today. You know, if you have questions or you want to talk to Iram about the Connection Code, or even about, you know, the Law of Attraction and that topic and how it's not working for you, any of those kind of things, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2 to talk to Iram about it, as well as type in your questions on the Q&A, and we'll get started. A couple things before we dive in. The Connection Code, the $200 discount is through, so it's today and tomorrow. So by the end of the day tomorrow, it will expire. So if you want in as we go through this, be sure to jump in. And I just got notification. We had a couple people ask if we can open up a toupee. I just got notification that is added now on the page. So it's blissupnow.com/30 days, and there is a toupee option now available upon request from a lot of our community members. So, all right. Well, I have a bunch of questions here. Iram, I'm ready to dive in if you are as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Would love
all right,
to.
Awesome. Okay. So, let me see. Question number one. Does the Connection Code help with relationship issues?
So, yeah, that's a great question. You know, the Connection Code, really, I'm going to just summarize it, that why did I even create this program was because I saw a lot of angst, anxiety, a lot of disconnect, unhappiness around me when I moved to Pakistan, and I really wanted to help those people, especially women. And what I saw, most of these women in Pakistan were presenting with what they called relationship issues, especially marriage issues. And that was one of the primary concerns. But what I saw over the period of 30 days as I led them through this course, Gretchen, and as you know quite well, is that it doesn't just help with relationship issues, although that is one of the primary areas that improves after you do this course. But it really has a transformative effect on almost all areas of a person's life, because the course, as I said in the webinar we did on Monday, the course has a multi-pronged approach, which is my life learning, right, which I use for transforming my own life from going from a person who was broken, depressed, hopeless, and bankrupt, to really turning it all around, to creating freedom, you know, financial freedom and all kinds of freedom, living the life of many people's dreams, and then finally learning that is not true liberation, that the journey didn't end there, but went further in, you know, into realizing that it isn't until you have a very, very deep and loving connection with God and you submit to God completely that your life becomes that of a liberated person, right? So relationships get affected and impacted by this course almost immediately, because in that multi-pronged approach, one of the things is a deeper connection with one's own self, which then leads to a deeper connection with God. I was just before we started this call today, Gretchen, I was listening to this song that one of my students, and he's a guy. Most of the course was taken mostly by women, but some men also take it. And he didn't really have any major issues, although he did have, he was going through a relationship breakup, right? He wasn't sure if he wanted to get divorced or if he wanted to stay in the marriage. And when he took the course, he was able to develop a really deep and loving connection with himself, with God. And what it then did was that he had absolute clarity that he did want to go through the divorce. You know, when people start the course, I always ask them, please do not make any major decisions until you have completed the 30 days, because we go through so much transformation. You know, there's a lot of forgiveness, there's a lot of letting go, there's a lot of grief release, there's a lot of blocks that completely get obliterated. So you're almost a brand new person than who you were 30 days ago. So I ask people not to take decisions until they have gone through the complete course, because then they will have clarity. So he told me, he showed me the letter he wrote to his wife after he had completed the course. It was such a loving letter in which he thanked her for all the beautiful years that they had had together, and how the love he had for her would never die, but that he had come to this absolute clarity that the marriage was no longer going to work. So he parted in a really beautiful, loving way, and then he sang a song for her, which was beautiful. It was a love song which he gifted to her as he sent her the divorce message. And then Gretchen, after that, what is interesting is that he has been singing. He has a beautiful voice. He has started a YouTube channel in which he sings romantic songs. They're mostly, you know, Pakistani and Indian songs, but he sings them as romance with God. So when you listen to his voice, like when I first heard his song, all my cells started vibrating, because as he was singing, he was so deeply drenched in love for God that you can feel that energy. So he is at a place of balance and peace. He has divorced now, but his relationship with his family has improved dramatically. And his relationship with self, with God, has improved dramatically. And he's singing these beautiful songs and on his YouTube channel, which people love. So, you know, that's one example. But then there are also examples where, you know, there was once a couple who took my course, husband and wife. Wife is a dentist in New York. Husband is a doctor. And they were really considering divorce because they just couldn't get along. And so she dragged him into the course. He did not believe in God, did not want to have any kind of connection or relationship with God. They were both Muslims, but he didn't want to have anything to do with God. And they were constantly fighting. There had been some infidelity in the relationship. And so it seemed to, when they had messaged me, they had said, this is our last hope. And I was like, oh, great. Thank you for not putting any pressure on me. You know, you are our last resort. This course is our last hope. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know. But you know, I treat this like I treat with everything else. It's like, I'm simply a vehicle. I have to step out of the way. And I always pray before each course, each session, that please God, use me as a vehicle to deliver whatever it is that people need to hear from me, from you, right? So after the course had ended, they insisted on having a private session with me, which was, you know, they had to pay for it. And I was like, well, you just did the course. Why do you need a private session? And they were both on the call together, and in that session, she said, well, more than me, he wanted to talk to you, so I'm going to let him talk to you. And he told me that their relationship had improved dramatically because I teach, you know, authenticity and how to even move past things like betrayal and infidelity and things like that. But so they had been able to communicate in a very authentic way and discovered that deep down, they still loved each other. They had a lot of investment in this relationship and they wanted to make it work. And they learned the tools through that connection with one's own self that, you know, this is what they really wanted. So they had more clarity and they felt they were at a much better place than they had ever been before. But what really moved me was that he said, the reason why I insisted, I wanted to talk to you, was because she dragged me into the course and I was very unwilling, but she, you know, made sure I sat with her when you were doing the classes. And he said, you opened up my heart, the heart that had always been closed to God is now open to God. And now I feel I am in much deeper in love with God than my wife is. I truly feel that thing that you talk about, that God is your best friend. And that is what I have experienced during this course. And I was basically an atheist and didn't want anything to do with God. My scientific mind never accepted him. But somehow in this course, my heart opened up. And so he told me, he's like, you know, he said, you were an angel sent by God. So I could connect with him. I'm like, please don't call me an angel, but thank you so much for sharing this with me, because that brings me so much joy when a person reconnects with their creator. Because I call it reconnection because we've always been connected and we kind of, you know, forget that or we move away from that. So sorry for that very long-winded answer, but I have so many stories of how people's relationships improved quite dramatically after they took the course. And for some people, it just gave them clarity over, I don't want to be in this relationship anymore.
Awesome. I love that. Oh, that's so cool. I love that story. And it kind of brought back that whole story you told on Monday's call about soul and the first trauma and just that whole reconnection. And that's just really, really powerful. I have a question. Someone's asking, so that they've been through a lot of healing programs through our, through FHTJ and other healers. What makes this different, and how can this help me after I've done so much?
Yeah, that's a great question because, you know, I have been through a lot of healing programs myself, as have you. And they're wonderful, and, you know, they've been very helpful. I still use, from time to time, I use my favorite healers. You know, I'll call them and get help if I need. But what I had found was that all of these programs, no matter how many healings I got, they only took me so far, right? I was still craving something that I couldn't define. I was still missing something. And it was a major part of my quest in these last, I would say, 4 or 5 years, especially the last 3 years, that I had done everything there was to do. I mean, I had done all the programs, all the different mind techniques. I've been doing this for, you know, 11 plus years, fortunately, with some of the top teachers in the world. But something was still missing. And I realized that once, you know, I said in the webinar that there was, you can imagine, like, if you can imagine floating balls around my head, you know, all the techniques I had learned were like these floating balls or balloons around my head. And it was like, okay, if I'm going through this, then I need this. If I want to manifest something, I need this. And then I need. But then when I finally, it was like everything clicked into place, it ended up being only one or two answers for everything. For everything. My answer was always, I would bring it back to God, bring it back to God. And it's not something that you can do intellectually. It's really an experience of going through these things and getting that understanding. And once I had the understanding, it just flowed out of me. Everything made sense. It's almost as if, imagine that you are in a building and it's filled with, you know, loud, rowdy children. And when you're in that room, it's very noisy. You go up a couple of floors, you can kind of still see them there. Let's say it's an open courtyard. And it's still noisy. But if you keep going higher and higher, the noise really goes away. And you can see the picture very clearly. So I don't know if I'm making sense, but it's kind of like you zoom out and suddenly everything begins to make sense. And once it made sense to me, I was able to translate that for others so that they could understand. You know, that's one of the things that Chris Atwood has always said about me, that you have this gift, natural gift of taking the very complicated and simplifying it so others can understand it. So that's what my brain does naturally. So that's why I always say that the program was really gifted to me. You know, it was a gift of the divine that came through me first to help me to transform my own life and then to translate it into simpler language and tools and create it into a program that can be implemented by people. So that's why it's very different.
Awesome. Along the same line, someone is asking, I've tried everything that I can with my anger and anxiety. Nothing's working. Can this help?
Yeah. So anxiety is also one of the top results that we get through this program, because I've been through it myself, and I've been through panic attacks and all of those things. So this is a program that helped me. So here's the thing. If I always tell people, if you are on any kind of medication, please don't stop taking that medication, because it can be very dangerous to suddenly stop it. But many of my students, excuse me, did go off of their medications after having taken this course. Hopefully they did it under the care of a physician. You know, you have to taper off of certain medications. That's just the chemical composition. You can't mess with that. But many of my 30-day students have gone off of medication. And, Natasha was just sharing this one feedback from one of our students who had taken the course, and she was doing her PhD in sociology. And her main issue was stress. And so when she took the course, and she's a young girl, so she didn't have a whole lot of other problems in her life, but she did have some trauma in her childhood, which had caused her to have, you know, a lot of stress and anxiety. So when she joined the course, she had to write her thesis, and she was not doing well at that at all. And she thought she was going to have to, you know, she was not going to be able to do it. And when because we surveyed people during the course, when we asked her, how are you doing? What's going on? And she said, yeah, I'm seeing some improvement. You know, I am feeling somewhat better. And then she completed the course. And then 6 months later, which is, you know, now, she messaged Natasha and she said, you know, I went through my survey again. And I realized something that I hadn't realized at that time, was that I rewrote my thesis right after completing the 30 days course, and I submitted it, and I did my PhD, and I realized that I was able to rewrite and submit it because my stress level and my anxiety had completely gone, and I was able to do a much better job at it than before the course. And it really was because of this course that I no longer have the stress and anxiety. So, you know, again, we get so many results that talk about having no stress and anxiety. Like I recently did a seminar, and it was live in person. And a lot of my past, you know, students from this course had attended that seminar. And there was a girl who hugged me, and she started crying. And I got a little concerned, and I said, are you okay? And she said, you have changed my life. I said, what? How? What did I do? And she said, well, I took your course, and before that, I had a host of problems, you know, marital issues, issues with in-laws, and career issues, issues with children, and all these things were causing my body to go into stress, and I had blood pressure issues and all that stuff. And it's all completely changed because I learned, you know, how to control my thoughts from what you taught us. And, you know, it's not just one thing, Gretchen. There's, like I said, it's a multi-pronged approach. While you are learning how to control your thoughts, there's also energy healing going on. You're also doing some other stuff to raise your frequency. So when you include, and this is what I really wanna stress on, because a lot of psychologists and psychiatrists take my course, some of them just to, you know, deal with their own issues, but a lot of them let me know beforehand that we're taking this course because we're just curious how you get such results and maybe we can use these techniques with our patients. And I say, yeah, be my guest. But what I truly believe is that when you create that kind of open, consistent, compassionate connection with the divine, which works 24/7, you know, divine energy is super intelligent beyond our imagination. And it will work on you and heal you in ways that you had never thought was possible. So that's one thing. So, you know, you may get like remote healing that is from the divine source and you're receiving that healing and that's all wonderful. But I'm talking about a conscious connection where you're conscious of that connection and your thoughts are focused on the divine. Because when you are focusing your energy, your thoughts, your attention on the divine, guess what? You are connecting with that very high frequency, with that healing frequency. And it's reciprocated immediately. The moment you connect, it connects back in a very powerful way. So then you're being worked on in ways that you never thought was possible. And the kind of, I would say, peace and relief that you feel, because you know somebody has this beautiful, divine, loving energy has your back all the time. You're no longer lonely. You're no longer needy. You're no longer in fear. You're no longer in grief, you know? So it's a completely different experience.
Awesome. All right. I love that. I have more written in questions, but I do have a caller with their hand raised. So let's talk to them. So if you have your hand raised and your first three digits are 920, you are unmuted.
Hi, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
How are you?
Wonderful, thank you. How are you?
Good. I forgot what my question was. I'm sorry. I banged
That's
blanked
okay.
out.
That's okay.
Do you have any guidance you'd like to give?
Well, where do you have any? Do you have any area where you're feeling anxiety or you're feeling
yes.
unsettled?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Tell me about it.
Well, I guess I'm really anxious about what's going on with the world, and I've heard some things about the banks that are not too wonderful. So kind of concerned about where this world is heading as far as our finances are concerned.
Yeah. So that's a beautiful question, and it has to do with the fear of the future. And in this course, that's one of the things that I love teaching is how to really, really overcome fear of the future and how to become comfortable in the uncomfortable, in the uncertainty, right? So, you know, I won't be able to cover all of that in this call right now, but here's something I want you to consider, that sometimes what happens is that events take place that bring this uncertainty into the forefront of our minds, right? This is what kind of COVID did when we were all going through that, oh my God, am I going to live? Are my loved ones going to live? Like, who's going to die and who's not going to die? But the truth of the matter is that reality has always been uncertain. Right? We kind of give ourselves this fake placebo pill of certainty, because our mind makes certain predictions and projections that, oh yeah, all is good. No, don't worry. You've got your enough money in the bank, and the banks are safe, and it's insured, and it's all that. And it's the reality of the truth is that actually the future is always uncertain. Anything could happen at any time, right?
True.
I could be going, I could be walking across the street, get hit by the car, and then what good is maybe $500,000 that I have saved in my bank if I'm just going to be gone in a jiffy, right?
Yes.
The opposite
yes.
could also happen. I could be, and it has happened to me. It has happened to me where I didn't know how I was going to pay next month's bills while my daughters were still young, and suddenly the IRS sends me a refund that they had miscalculated while I was making good money being married to my husband, but they sent me the refund. And it was like, what? How did that happen, right? So it's always uncertain. That's the truth. And somehow we have been programmed, especially, and that's why, you know, all of this law of attraction and all of these things, one of the things they take away from us is this ability to trust, just ability to be comfortable in the unknown. Because the truth is, yes, the future is always uncertain. There is a divine power who controls everything and has always been in control and will always be in control. And that divine power is very compassionate, has nothing but your best interest. And that's the truth. Has nothing but your best interest and love for you and mercy for you and wants to help you and wants you to be happy. That's what the truth is, right? At least that for me to believe that, right? That's what my belief is. So when you believe that, and you also realize at the same time that even if certain things in my life right now seem quite certain or probable, there is always the probability that they may not come true. And you begin to get very, very comfortable with the uncertainty of things. That is, my friend, true liberation. That's part of that being truly liberated, that no matter what happens, I'm going to be okay. I'm always taken care of. Because if you look back at your life, Linda, if you look back at your life, any time where you thought you were in trouble or you were not going to be able to, oh my God, what's going to happen? You were taken care of. Right?
True.
Every
yes.
single moment. Every single
yes.
moment. There was someone, a higher power that was taking care of you. And we just then turn around and say, well, you know, because I did this or I got this job or so-and-so helped me or, you know, I said IRS sent me the check and all of that stuff. But really, no. Somebody, someone, something was always taking care of us. And we are here on a journey, and we're just, you know, the journey is meant to teach us some lessons, but the lessons are about finding our way back to God. That's my, you know, truth. That's what I have finally figured out. Why are we here? We're here to find our way back to God, to back to love. While we are still alive, if we can find our way back to that absolute love, that's what we're here for. Now, it might look different for you than Gretchen, than myself. You know, we're going to go through different experiences, but the ultimate goal is the same. Does that help answer? Yeah. Does that help quell some of your fear of the future? Yeah. You're always loved. You're always held. You're always taken care of. And yeah, no matter what happens, you're going to be okay. So who cares if the banks are going to go through whatever they're going to go through? Who cares? You're going to be fine.
Thank you, Gretchen. Thank you, Aram. Thank you. Paul.
You're welcome. You're welcome. My pleasure, honey.
Thank you, Linda.
Now, I want to add here that I don't want to make this sound like you have a Pollyanna view and you just, you know, don't take the necessary action. Like, Gretchen knows me. I have this faith and I always take action, you know, appropriate action at the appropriate time. So this is about wisdom, not foolishness. So we work deep in our hearts through this faith that no matter what happens, it's going to be okay. I'm going to be taken care of, but I do have to take, you know, make choices, and I need to make informed choices and wise choices. But the big difference in what Linda was saying and what I'm saying is the big difference you will notice is that the fear is not there. You don't operate from a place of fear. You operate from a place of faith and trust and peace.
I hope that makes sense. Added that because I was going to ask, well, because it doesn't mean that what we consider bad things don't happen, right? Because life happens. But it's what you just said. It's how you, it's the fear, like letting go of that, right?
Well, and then you get to, yes, exactly. And then you get to a place like where I am. I'm so like madly, like, you know, I do now, I've started writing poetry also about my love for God. that, you know, you just, even when you look at the things that you labeled, quote unquote, as bad, they were not bad. They really weren't. So when I look back at my life and, you know, some of the most disastrous things, oh my God, they served me the most. So they were actually truly blessings. But, you know, I saw them as disastrous, but they were actually blessings.
Yeah, totally. Awesome. Very good. If you guys can write in and let us know if you have any questions or how this is resonating with you, I would love to hear that. In the meantime, I have a question here. I'm exhausted and disappointed in life. Can this help revive my passionate connection to life?
So I love that question because I have been there as well, where I was exhausted in life. I had, you know, I had thought that I would be happy once I made $1 million, once I was free, so I had done all of that. I had achieved all of that. And that was the lowest point because, you know, I thought all these things would make me happy. And then when I achieved them and I took an assessment, I was unhappy and exhausted. And that's when true hopelessness sinks in because you realize, like, oh my God, I thought achieving these very difficult goals would solve my problem, and my problem is still there. Actually, it's bigger than before. Because now you don't even have an excuse. If your friends ask you, like, you have a blessed life, why are you unhappy and exhausted? And you have no answer. Well, that's what, you know, I talked about in that call we did on Monday, that the original wound of the soul is the I can't go into the story right now because it was, you know, I would encourage you guys to listen to that replay, but the original wound when we are born is the wound that the soul incurs by feeling separated from God. That wound stays with us throughout our life, but as we grow older, from a baby to, you know, a toddler to an adult, the brain, you know, begins to think that, oh, this restlessness, this yearning, or this emptiness I feel has to be filled with, you know, X, Y, Z. So it's, I need to find my soulmate. I need to make money. I need to have things. I need to have my ideal house, my dream house, my this, my that. So we keep running after that dangling carrot. And some of us get some carrots and some of us don't. But the most disappointed person is the one who gets all the carrots and then realizes that it's crushing disappointment, you know. And it's a blessing because then you have to really dig deep and find, why am I so exhausted? I did all of these things. Why am I still so unhappy? And you are given the answer eventually, and that is that the soul can never be happy unless it has a deep, loving connection with God. That's the only way the soul, the void of the soul, is filled. That's the only way the soul gets nourished. So to answer that question, your exhaustion is really, truly coming from feeling disconnected from Source. And once you redevelop that connection, that is going to nourish your soul, which has the ability to nourish the mind and the body. So, you know, I am reminded of this this one story that, you know, one of the 30 days students went through, which is the 30 days is the same program as the Connection Code. We just call it 30 days in Pakistan, so because it's a 30-day program. Anyway, so this was a gentleman who, when he came in, had said the same thing. I'm just so tired and exhausted. I am so broken, I can't be fixed. So when I had a conversation with him, I found out that he was a married man, loved his wife, but he was addicted to sexual affairs. And he said, every week I promised myself, I promised God, and I'm so guilty because I love my wife. This is destroying my marriage. I don't want to do it, but I can't help myself. He was an addict. So he had like a new affair, I would say every 2 weeks. And it was destroying his career, and he was almost getting some very dangerous thoughts in his head because he was that exhausted. And so, again, when I heard his story, I was like, oh, boy, oh, my goodness. Okay. We found out that, you know, he had been sexually abused when he was younger, so that led to this addiction. But even the knowledge that, okay, this could be why you are the way you are is not going to help solve the problem. So in that course, I asked him, I took him through a few exercises, helping him to connect with that dear, dear part of his soul, but also really helping him to connect with God by overcoming the intense guilt and shame that he had, the intense self-loathing that he has. Like, he would cry in front of me and say, why would God even look at me? I know you keep saying God loves you unconditionally, but I cannot believe you, because why would he even look at me? Look how dirty I am. Look how I constantly cheat and lie. And with the grace of God, you know, I'm very humble to tell you that by the end of 30 days, that man was a changed man. He was in love with God, and he felt so loved that, I mean, the exhaustion was gone completely. But what's best is that he was no longer feeling the urge to have to have those one-night stands and stuff like that anymore. So that void got filled.
That's so cool. In 30 days, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, like I said, you know, it's intense 30 days. You know, it's like we check on you, we make sure you're doing all the work, because part of you is going to want to run. Like, the ego doesn't want to transform. The ego does not want you to change. No matter how much you hate your situation and you say, I want to change, the ego doesn't want you to change. And I know all the games of the egos. I've been there. I've done it myself. I've seen, you know, 1,000 people now play the different egoic games. And a lot of times when they send me a complaint, or Natasha, we just usually respond, thank you so much for your ego to tell me this about you right now. And can you please write to me next time through your higher self and ask the ego to stay out? And they laugh and they get it. Like, oh yeah, you're right. So it's we have fun. We form some deep connections. We have fun, but it is an intense course.
Yeah, and that's one thing I do want to point out. You know, having taken a lot of courses and programs through our healers, you know, and the group calls and all of that, you know, this is a very different program in that, you know, at least from what I've seen with Iram and Natasha, is they are there. Those 30 days, they are there with you every step of the way. So, like, I think Natasha said on the call on Monday, like, you know, if homework's not done, if like, they're checking on you. Natasha's checking on you to find out what's going on, how she can support you. So it really is a lot different than other programs that you may have bought in that respect. Like, they are invested in you, and making sure that you, you know, do what you signed up to do. So I think that that's pretty cool, because that's
it
one
really
of the things.
Is.
I mean, I'll be.
Yeah, go ahead. Please.
Well, I was just gonna say, I'll be the honest of the amount of programs that I bought, and I put them on the shelf, you know, the computer shelf in there, and don't look at them. And what good is that? You know, there's a reason why you're interested in it, you know, or there's a reason why you feel that you need it, but you have to take the action, and they really, you know, help to make sure that you do, that you know, that you give that
yes.
you follow up on that promise to yourself.
Yes, we do. We do. And I have even expelled people from the course in the past because they just weren't taking any actions. And when they get the expulsion notice, they're suddenly like, okay, I'm going to do this. Because, you know, you came to me for a reason. When you told me that I'm going through such and such and such, now that you're in the program, I'm committed to your success. And sometimes you're the person standing in your own way, and I'm going to help you get out of your own way. That's my job. And I know the tricks that the ego is going to play. You know, I've heard it all. People get, I'm getting migraine headaches. And then I have solutions for that. So I tell them what to do. Or they'll suddenly be like, oh my God, I suddenly had this work emergency. I can't find the time to do it anymore. Now, there have been instances which were true, genuine instances, like, you know, a family member falling really ill and they had to take care of them. Or there was one student who actually was in a car accident. And so we do make exceptions if they're genuine exceptions. But usually, a lot of excuses that the ego puts up, I know how to deal with them. And that, this is the reason why in 11 years, I haven't really, other than doing the marketing and financial courses, I haven't really taught any of the things that I knew, right? I even knew energy healing techniques. I didn't do them because what really nourishes me, what makes me happy, is seeing transformation. Just like what you said, Gretchen, we all buy programs and then we don't do them, or we do them halfway. And that just doesn't move the needle for me. It's, you know, I'm doing fine, you know, with all these other amazing people we bring on the platform. It's not really about the money. It's about that transformation that I see in people's lives. That is what brings me joy. So that's why we're very committed when we do this program. We are very committed to the people, the members in the program, and we ask for the same level of commitment, which is your commitment to yourself, really.
Awesome. Yeah, very true. All right. Elaine wrote in, and she said, what if you brought your problems in from a past life? Will this help you in this lifetime also? What about the fear that maybe you don't want to really know?
So I don't do any past life stuff in this program. You know, to be completely transparent, in the Muslim belief system, there is no concept of past lives. And I've thought about it a lot, frankly. If you think about it, time is a construct of the human mind. In reality, it does not exist. What I do believe in are parallel lives. I think there are multiple universes where we, versions of us, are living lives. So a lot of times what people think is a past life perhaps is a parallel life. And I can't claim to know that, you know, what's going on in your past or parallel life or future life. What I do know is that the divine energy that you work with is the creator of all and the knower of all, and has immense, immense healing powers, and knows what you need and how to do it. So like I said, I am a facilitator in that I help, yes, I help you understand how you to think about your own thinking and how to really change your thoughts in a very radical way. But that connection with the divine that we do simultaneously throughout this program, that I think is the secret catalyst that just makes everything that much more powerful.
Awesome. Thank you.
So I hope that answers the question. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And let us know if you have a follow-up on that. Mary sent this, and she said she's so excited for the class. I would love to know if there will be any type of certification at the end of completing the class. I feel that this is a very unique and transforming course that deserves visual recognition to display for my future clients to see. Thank you, and God bless.
Oh, that is so beautiful. So, yes, we do certification, and I will, Natasha actually knows more about it. We can put up that information. It will be shared with you when you're in the class. And it's basically, I know the requirements for it are for people to be able to do their homework on time, do it correctly, and, you know, kind of stay with the program throughout the 30 days. That's one of our requirements. So we have honor roll students that do that, and then we do the certifications also, and then they get higher level of discount for any future courses. Because, you know, what I'm looking for are people that are really seriously committed to self-growth and self-transformation. You know, that, you know, my mentor, Chris, always said to me that nothing brings a teacher like myself more joy than to see a student like you, Aram, who's so committed. I mean, I've been his mentoring student client for 11 years, and it's true. It's, you want to share everything you have learned, and I know that you can't share it, you know, it takes some time, but people that are committed, you want to be able to identify them so you can pour everything out from your heart into theirs. And so, yes, we do have a certification and the honor roll.
Oh, looks like we lost you, Aram. All right. Mary, if you are listening, Chris will be sending you an email as well to let you know about certification and anybody else who is interested for
I'm
that.
I'm back. Sorry.
All right.
Got disconnected.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have a question here from Holly. Holly says, thanks so much for this session and the previous one. You are always such an amazing speaker of hope and direction, new and old. My question is, when you are going through different difficulties, do you pray or connect to the divine the same way each time, or is the place you are coming from shift how you approach this connection? Sometimes I flounder when I am in a bad way and have a lot of difficulty even approaching connection. Love to you always and much gratitude.
That is so beautiful. I love this question, Holly. You know, so over the years, I have developed my own personal version of my relationship with God, right? It's personal to everyone. You know, what the Quran says is that God says in the Quran that however you perceive of me, that is what I will be to you, right? So that's kind of how I'm summarizing it. So when I went through my divorce or breakup, I needed romance in my life, I asked God to be my boyfriend. Like, you know, you're my boyfriend, so send me romance. You know, and I got that. I got love notes, I got poems, I got all those beautiful things. You know, people would send me stuff and I would know, oh yeah, this is from God. Or a beautiful love song. Somebody would just forward it to me that, I don't know why this made me think of you. And it would be a love song. And then there are times when I miss my mom. You know, she passed away almost 8 years ago. And I want God to be nurturing to me. And I need some nurturing And then that's what God is to me at that time. And then most of the times I just talk to him like you talk to your friend. Like, you know, sometimes I'll just say, dude, really? Really? At this time? Wow. You know, like that's how I would sometimes talk to him. So he is whatever I need him to be in that moment, whether it's a mother, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, whatever. God is that for me. I'll share with you this funny story. I know, Gretchen, I've shared it with you guys. When I had COVID, and I had the Delta COVID, and it got really serious. My brother is a doctor, so he was treating me. He had me on those antiviral injections and all that stuff. But there were 3 days where COVID was really, really bad. Of course, I was in isolation, and I was delirious with fever. And if you have experienced COVID, then some of you might have experienced this, that there's this weird kind of depression that COVID brings. It's really weird. It's despair, abject despair. And I felt that. And during that time, I could not feel that connection. I couldn't pray. I couldn't do any of the things that I normally did to connect with God. And I was so exhausted from the disease. And I just remember, I just said to God, I can't do anything right now, but I need you to show me that you're here and you're taking care of me. And I went into delirium again, and I saw this kind of a dream. I was half asleep, half awake. And I saw myself as this little yellow baby chick, right? And I saw this big mama hen, and I knew that was God. And when I went close to it, she lifted her, you know, wings, feathers, and I was able to go under that. And then all the feathers surrounded me, the warmth, the comfort, the sense of security, that now nothing can harm me. Everything is okay because I am protected, you know, under these wings. And it was so comforting to me. So throughout those 3 days, that's what I would hold on to. I would just bring up that vision that I'm under my mom's feathers. Nothing can harm me. She's protecting me. And even to this day, you know, it's become, because you can train your brain, right? When you want to believe certain thoughts and you think of them often enough, within a second you can go there, emotion-wise. Your mind will go there. So now I've been using that image. It's been a couple of years now. Whenever I need to feel calm very quickly, that's what I do. I imagine that picture, and I'm comforted and I'm protected and nothing can harm me. And for me, that's God, you know? So it'll happen for you the way it's meant to happen for you. We all have a different blueprint. And whatever is going to give you that comfort, God knows how to connect with you. You know, sometimes I pray and sometimes I simply rest in God. When something big hits me or I'm exhausted emotionally, I simply rest in God. And that is such a beautiful thing. I didn't know how to rest in God. It's beautiful when you're able to do it. So thank you for your question.
Ooh, very cool. I don't know if you ever told me that story about the, that's awesome, about the.
Oh,
the
I didn't? Oh, I thought
I did.
Think
so.
Maybe
I
told
Nyla.
Think
so. Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's a funny thing because it's a funny kind of a vision. Like, what? God as a mama hen? Like, what? But, you know, for me, in that state of delirium, it was so awesome and so comforting. I still connect with that feeling. I don't care about if the image is funny or not. It's the essence of what I was feeling, right? And that's, you know, you'll have your own images, whether they're funny or very sacred or whatever. I kind of, as you know, Gretchen, I'm kind of a little goofy in my life. So I like joking with God. I want to have a pretty funny relationship, and that's how he shows up for me. Kind of goofy.
Yeah.
So I'm comfortable
that's
with that.
Cool.
But for some people, it's very sacred. Yeah, and they like to have the very sacred divinity and all that, and that's cool. That's what it will be for them.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. All right.
Yeah.
There's a question here about payment options. That I really want to join this program. It's a little bit more expensive than what I would like to join. Just so you know, we did set up a two-pay option, so that is available now. So you can go to blissupnow.com/30days, and you can when you click on the checkout button, there will be an option there for a two-pay option. So hope that helps you out.
You know,
I
want to address this the pricing, because the kind of transformations I have seen, if I had to put a value on it, I honestly don't know what kind of value I would put on it. Literally in 30 days, the kind of transformations that the students have gone through, it's just mind-boggling, even for myself. You know, there was this one girl, young girl, she was in her 30s, and she was in an abusive marriage. And she knew it was abusive. She lived in Paris, France. And so she knew she had these certain rights, but she was in a lot of fear. She had a lot of fear of the future and also fear of God, that, you know, some, unfortunately, Muslims believe that if they get divorced, they're making, you know, they're displeasing God. So she had all those fears, and then the displeasure of God and guilt and all of that stuff. And she wrote to us, I think it was the third week of the course, or it had only been 2.5 weeks, and she said, "I'm so sorry. I know that you, Iram, says not to take any major decisions until the 30 days have completed, but I already have absolute clarity, and I don't feel like I need to wait the 4 weeks. I filed for divorce yesterday. And I am today moving from Paris to London." So she took a train from Paris to London, moved in with her sister, left the abusive marriage. And when she had written to us, she said, "You know, I think I'm going to need some government assistance, but I'm going to be okay." When we checked up with her, you know, later on, she said she ended up not needing government assistance because she was so full of confidence that, you know, she was able to just get a really good job, and she's doing great. And her last line was, "I'm loving life." You know, so from where she was to where she ended up, I don't know how to put a value on that. You know, I don't know what to even call that. It was such amazing transformation. And then there was another woman who had been also through trauma and abuse, and she had serious OCD issues where she would wash her hands so many times that sometimes they would bleed because she would do it for hours. And again, when she came into my course, I was like, "Oh, my God, now this is a serious mental health issue. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a psychologist. I don't know what we can do." But then, you know, I just trusted the process, and I told her to do the same, and I pray to God to help her. And she was able to stop washing her hands by the end of 30 days. She quit doing that. I'm not saying that she became dirty. Like, she was still a little bit higher than normal concerned about cleanliness and being clean, but she no longer washed her hands incessantly like that. She stopped it. That's miraculous for me, right?
Yeah, that's
like,
cool.
Wow. Yeah, that was really, really amazing. So I don't know how to put a value on that. And then the story that really touched, another one that really touched my heart, because, you know, I have, you know, Natasha, who's 25, and this was a 21-year-old girl who joined our course because her dad had already passed away, and she was getting ready to go into her master's. She wanted to do master's, but they had just found that her mom had cancer and it was terminal. and she didn't know how to deal with that. She didn't know how to deal with the, you know, with the fear of losing her mom and then the grief of that process and, you know, already having lost her dad. That, oh, that was just, watching that was, brought tears to my eyes. Again, I prayed to God, like, for me, it was bigger than what I could have handled, right? Like, I couldn't have handled this. She's a young girl. She's about to lose her mom. And so when she did the course at the end, she told Natasha that she was at peace, that her mom is going to pass away. She's accepted it. She's at peace. There's no fear. She knows that, you know, she's going to be, her mom's going to be okay, and she's going to be okay. And then her mom did transition, and Natasha checked up on her, and she reported to us that she was able to handle it in a very, very peaceful way, in a very loving way. It did not throw her off balance like what she thought it was going to do. And then when we checked on her last, she was in a happy place doing her master's. You know, she's actually pursuing her master's. So, you know, we see stories like this all the time. And Natasha knows, you know, I end up crying. I end up bawling like, oh, my God, this is so beautiful. I'm a softie, you know, so I'm like, oh, my God, this is so emotional and it's so beautiful. And frankly, I don't know how to put a value on that. If somebody's life transforms like that in a major way, I don't know how to put a value on that. So what I would ask you is, I mean, I know people, women that took courses, because for Pakistan, you know, $400 and some is a lot of money. This is a third world country we're talking about. And I know women who sold their jewelry because that's all they had. So they sold their diamonds or gold jewelry to pay for this course, which made me even more committed. You know, when I heard that, it was like, oh my God, I am even more committed now to helping you than I ever was before, because you have placed such a level of trust in me. So I think there is a video of a lady who is a psychiatrist who did that. I think we have a video of her. She's talking about it, but more than one woman has done that. And I'm so humbled and so grateful for the trust that they place in me, but really in this course.
Mm. I love that story about the woman selling her jewelry. That's just so cool. And I was gonna say also, you know, that the price in package, I mean, you sold it at the same price, right? Like, and it definitely, I mean, it's a completely different market in that it is a third world country compared to the West here, where you're just launching it. And they invested in thousands of people. So
Yes. And every time we launch it, we sell out and we have to close it out. I think
that's
one more question, Gretchen.
I do. Elaine wrote in and she's asking, when does the program start? When are the Q&As? I really want to do this program based on what I've read and heard, but I have trips on my calendar with other people. Those situations will make it difficult to do much of anything. I want to make the connection and I don't want to miss anything, but I don't know whether to do it now or wait for you to offer it again. I'm conflicted.
Yeah. So when is the program start date, Gretchen?
The program starts May 1st. The first Q&A is May 2nd. Q&As are Tuesdays throughout May at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Central. That's when the program starts.
Yeah. So you will get the modules that are recorded, and then you will get the live Q&A so that, you know, I can help you through any of that. So there were some other people on the webinar when we talked about it on Monday that had some scheduling conflicts, but they didn't want to miss out on the price. So they bought the course and they're going to let us know if they can't do it live, they will still get access to the recorded modules. They will just not be in, doing the live Q&As this time. They will hold, we'll hold the spot for them for the next time that the course is offered. But, you know, they'll still be able to at least do the rest of the program. For Q&As, they will have to wait for the next time. And so maybe that's an option that you want to take, because the price is going to be higher next time. It's the lowest. Right now is the lowest it's ever going to be, because this is the introductory offer. So that's, if that helps you, you can do that, Elaine.
Awesome. All right. Well, just a few reminders. The 2-pay option is now available, and you can still save $200, but that is through today and tomorrow, and then that goes away. So if you want to save that $200, jump in now. Iram, is there anything you want to share before we end today's call?
Well, I just want to thank everybody for not just being here today, but really being the wonderful, supportive community of From Heartache to Joy for 11-plus years now. It has honestly been such a joy, such an honor, and I've been on this transformation journey with you guys for 11 years that you've known me, and it's just now it is, I feel like I'm stepping into the next role, right, as a facilitator and a host of a telesummit for 11 years. I am stepping into my purpose more now by offering these transformative programs and helping people transform in a really big way, because I feel so strongly that what the world needs right now is to be reminded that, you know, we are children of God, and there's a benevolent, loving, everlasting God that is there for us to connect with. We kind of have been misled by going too much with the intellect. You know, the Sufis talk about having wisdom is the balance between intellect and love, and that's what, you know, you call wisdom. So we've kind of been taken away from wisdom by going too much into the intellect, although we constantly talk about love, but that love that we need to be connecting with is divine love, that the source of all love. We are love. We were made from love, and we need to be able to kind of reconnect with that. Our hearts have become layered in falsehood that disconnects us. That's why I love teaching Rumi, too, by the way, in this course, because he constantly talks about the love that is in the heart. And you simply need to reach into your heart to connect to that love. So that is what my pleasure, joy, and honor is in teaching this course, helping people transform in a big way. Because, you know, many of my past students that have taken 30 days course are now doing their own kind of teachings. Some of them have become life coaches, and they're doing that kind of stuff. So for me, it's so beautiful that literally it's, you know, one candle lighting 10 different candles, and then that turns into hundreds and thousands and hundreds of thousands. So let's do that. Let's be those beacons that begin to light people's hearts with God's love again. And it doesn't matter what religion, what creed, what color, what race, who cares? We're all the same. We're all loved by God in the same way. And it's like this, he's waiting for us, or if you want to say she, just waiting for us to turn our faces towards him. That's all we have to do. So let's do that.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Iram. Such a powerful topic. I'm honored to watch you step into this bigger purpose in a bigger way. So absolutely love it.
I couldn't have done it without you guys. Thank you so much, Gretchen. You and Nyla and Chris and all the whole team. Couldn't have done it without you guys. Thank you so much.
Oh, awesome. All right, everyone, thank you all for being here today and sharing this space with us. And if you have any questions, please email support@fromheartachetojoy.com, and Chris can help get those answers about this program for you. Thanks again for joining us, and I hope you all have a great day. Thank you, Aram, for joining us as well.
Thank you so much, and much love to everybody. Honor and joy to be here with you guys. Love you very much. Each and every one of you is amazing and awesome. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks. All right. Bye-bye, everyone.